The Biden administration unveils a new plan to provide COVID vaccines and certain treatments for free to people without health insurance. SSM Health sues insurtech company Bright Health over alleged unpaid claims. And the obstetric specialty faces a decline in residency applicants. It's Thursday, April 20th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The Department of Health and Human Services unveiled a plan this week that would provide COVID vaccines and related antiviral treatments like Paxlovid to uninsured Americans as the end of the public health emergency draws near. The two-part plan creates a $1.1 billion public-private partnership that maintains access to this care for people without insurance at local providers, including pharmacies and public health centers. The first part of the plan allows the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention under the Public Health Service Act to purchase COVID-19 vaccines at a discount and distribute them through local health departments across the country. The second part establishes contracts with retail pharmacies to provide treatments such as Paxlovid and vaccinations free of charge to uninsured individuals. The federal program will provide pharmacies with per-dose payments for these vaccines and treatments. HHS said that it will pursue new contracts with both small and larger pharmacies and that this part of the plan would be launched in the fall. This announcement comes as the FDA moves towards a single Omicron-specific bivalent shot for individuals seeking COVID vaccinations for the first time. The FDA announced that the original monovalent Pfizer and Moderna shots are no longer authorized for use in the United States. The agency earlier this week also authorized a second bivalent booster for people at high risk of COVID-19, specifically people 65 years and older or people who have weak immune systems. The public health emergency declaration for the COVID-19 pandemic is set to end on May 11th. SSM Health is suing struggling insurtech company Bright Health over alleged unpaid claims. The Oklahoma arm of the St. Louis, Missouri-based health system filed the suit against Bright in a federal court on April 10th for more than $13 million. The system alleges there are roughly 2,500 unpaid claims for services provided to Bright Health beneficiaries over a three-year period beginning on January 1st, 2020. SSM said in its suit that it has provided nearly $16 million worth of services in total to Bright Health plan members across three regions. The health system also said it was not in a contract with the startup to offer discounted services in exchange for network access. SSM Health spans four states with 23 hospitals and 13 post-acute facilities. Minneapolis, Minnesota-based Bright Health announced in October that it was exiting the ACA exchanges, including in Oklahoma, and only offered a Medicare Advantage plan in California for the 2023 plan year. The insurance provider is currently under state regulatory supervision in Tennessee and Florida. After going public in June 2021, Bright Health, like many other insurance startups, has struggled both financially and to compete with larger traditional insurers. Bright's leaders told investors in March that it needed to raise another $300 million this year in order to remain in business. For its IPO, the company was valued at more than $11 billion, or more than $20 per share. As of market close Wednesday, shares were trading around 17 cents each. Fewer new medical school graduates are applying to obstetrics and gynecology residencies, according to recent analysis from the Association of American Medical Colleges. According to the organization, there was a 5.2% decline in the number of OBGYN applicants in 2023 across all states, and states with near-total abortion bans saw a 10.5% decrease in applicants. The ongoing legal fight over abortion care in the United States is likely a significant factor in the decline of applicants to the specialty. Since the Supreme Court's ruling in the Dobbs v. Jackson case last June that overturned Roe v. Wade, laws upholding or severely restricting abortion have varied significantly state by state. In some states that have restricted access to abortion, physicians can face steep fines or criminal charges for providing abortion care. According to the Commonwealth Fund, the maternal death rate in 2020 was 62% higher in states that restricted abortion compared to states where the care is legal. This is Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.